It was down south of Cape Cod. It was down south of Connecticut, in fact. It was way down in South Texas, below Blanco. We had a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Everyone's always welcome to fall by. Camp Howdy, as you know, it's a place where we search for spiritual sport. And one night we were sitting around in the campfire down there, kind of surprising ourselves, and we heard a rumbling in the underbrush, and out from between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears, and he took one look at us and fell face down in the campfire. He sucked up all the flames and spit out a live coal and blew a big smoke ring and said, "What are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy. We're vegetarians." "Veggie what?" "Oh, boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We'll fly with the Free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed right out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent and pulled on our cotton drawstring yogi trousers, mail order with the extra flap, and slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long, and we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude, whose name was Beauregard Hooligan, out across a bean field to an old B-25 bomber that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat, and I felt right proud, you know. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines and pulled the blocks out from behind the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. For real. I was feeling very politically incorrect at the time. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo?" I called him Bo. "Does this thing fly?" "What are you, boy? Superstitious?" I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just turned to me and smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. He popped the little end in my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to Beauregard, and he just smiled, understanding sort of smile, and handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I noticed there was a little raggedy green worm there, smiling at me. And I heard the worm say, "Kiss me, you fool." I did kiss the worm. About that time, Beauregard looks over at me, his eyes like Santa Claus, brimming with confidence and love, like he'd gone up in smoke in a million chimneys. Yeah, that's what it looked like. and he said, "You drive!" So I grabbed hold of the little wheel. A miracle, the right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.